Welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday evening, June 25th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of business and corporate news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Tech media breaks, Knight Food Holdings NGTF, poised to disrupt hospitality with AI and automation. Knight Food Holdings Inc., with new leadership team members Jimmy Chan as CEO, and Ride Floco as president and director, is set to disrupt the hospitality industry with AI and automation. Company aims to integrate robotics into hospitality, enhancing efficiency and customer experience. This move reflects Knight Food's ambition to scale, diversify, and lead in consumer wellness and hospitality innovation spaces. Knight Food Holdings focuses on identifying and capitalizing on market trends in hospitality, food services, consumer goods, and real estate sectors. Through AI-enabled robotics products and wellness-focused consumer goods, Knight Food seeks to drive value and growth for stakeholders. For more information, visit knightfoodholdings.com.
Krasdale Foods announces new appointments and expanded roles across key divisions. Krasdale Foods, the premier grocery distributor in the New York metro area, has announced new appointments and expanded roles across its sales, retail technology, customer experience, and business insights divisions. Cynthia Ramos, Chief Sales and Customer Officer, highlighted the talent within the organization and the commitment to developing leaders for long-term growth. Natalie Menz is now Director of Customer Experience. Howie Kent is the Director of Business Insights and Retail Technology. Jose Torres has been promoted to Director of Sales. Carol Arroyo is now Sales Supervisor Inside Sales. And Joey Lebiak joins as a Data Analyst. Krasdale President Gus Lebiak emphasized the importance of recognizing talent and investing in leadership to drive innovation and growth for retail partners. Krasdale Foods, a family-owned business with a mission to support independent grocers, serves over 3,500 customers across 8 states with a diverse portfolio of over 14,000 SKUs. For more information, visit the Krasdale Foods website.
Investor news breaks. SKYX Platforms Corp., NASDAQ's KYX, joins Russell 2000, powers 3 billion Miami smart city with plug-and-play tech. SKYX Platforms Corp., trading on the NASDAQ under the symbol SKYX, is set to join the Russell 2000 Index on June 27, 2025. The company is making strides in the smart home sector, with plans to deploy its plug-and-play technologies in Miami's $3 billion urban smart home city project. SKYX reported Q1 2025 revenue of $20.1 million, a 6.3% increase year-over-year, and secured $15 million in preferred stock funding. With partnerships with major retailers like Home Depot and Wayfair, SKYX expects installations in over 30,000 homes by Q2 and tens of thousands more in the second half of 2025. Management is focused on achieving cash flow positivity this year.
Investor news breaks. Favo Capital Inc. Favo eyes opportunity at crossroads of fintech innovation, lending demand. Alternative lenders like Favo Capital are stepping in to fill the gap left by traditional banks, reshaping the small business lending market. With policymakers emphasizing small business financing and digital platforms changing borrower access, Favo is leveraging technology and a strong leadership team to meet market demand. The company's technology-focused lending model, including a proprietary CRM platform, is key to efficient underwriting and maintaining borrower relationships in real time. Favo Capital offers personalized finance solutions to small and medium-sized businesses, aiming to be efficient, flexible, and durable in the financial ecosystem.
Green energy breaks. Channel check by Noble highlights Comstock Metals, Virtus Renewables partnership for solar recycling expansion. Comstock Metals has partnered with Virtus Renewables Service Group, Inc. to offer tailored recycling solutions for the renewable energy sector. This alliance combines Comstock's zero landfill solar panel recycling capabilities with Vertus's expertise in solar and battery storage. The partnership aims to provide environmentally responsible services across the U.S. renewable market. Comstock's expansion includes securing local approval for expanded solar panel storage near their upcoming facility in Nevada. This partnership follows Comstock's agreement with RWE Clean Energy and marks a milestone in their commercial growth. For more information, visit the Channel Check website.
The Reservoir and NatureRight paid berry growers partner to accelerate strawberry farming and innovation in Salinas Valley. The Reservoir, a California nonprofit focused on agricultural innovation, has partnered with NatureRight Berry Growers, Inc. to advance specialty crop farming in Salinas Valley. NatureRight will manage 5 acres of strawberries at Reservoir Farms, collaborating with startups to integrate technology and promote sustainable farming practices. This partnership aims to bridge research with real-world farming, offering a platform for innovation and growth. Reservoir Farms, located in a prime specialty crop region, will serve as a testing ground for new technologies and solutions. With NatureRight's support, Reservoir Farms plans to empower farmers, accelerate startups, boost the local economy, and drive sustainability in agriculture.
Tech Media Breaks. Titan Partners Group LLC leads $200 million private placement for quantum computing, NASDAQ QT. Titan Partners Group LLC, a division of American Capital Partners, is leading a $200 million private placement for Quantum Computing Inc., NASDAQ QUBT. The offering includes the sale of 14,035,089 shares of common stock to institutional investors at $14.25 per share. Quantum Computing plans to use the funds for commercialization, strategic acquisitions, and general corporate needs. Titan Partners, with a team of experienced financial professionals, specializes in providing strategic and financial advisory services to emerging growth companies and their investors. For more information, visit titanpartnersgrp.com.
Silvercorp Metals Inc. (SVM) reports record Q4 results and strong cash flow for fiscal 2025. Silvercorp Metals Inc. reported record Q4 results and strong cash flow for fiscal 2025. The company's Q4 revenue rose 76% year-over-year to $75.1 million, with operating cash flow reaching $30.7 million, nearly tripling the previous year. Even after investing $13 million into growth projects, Silvercorp added $14.5 million to cash, ending the fiscal year with $369.1 million in cash and short-term investments. Silvercorp Metals, a Canadian mining company producing silver, gold, lead, and zinc, closed out fiscal 2025 with significant growth in both revenue and operating cash flow. Revenue for Q4 reached $75.1 million, a 76% increase compared to the same quarter last year, driven by higher production volumes and stronger realized prices across key metals.
Brera Holdings PLC NASDAQ BREA and Toronto Blizzard Partnership targets booming $69 billion youth sports market. Brera Holdings PLC, listed on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol BREA, has partnered with Toronto Blizzard to focus on developing talent pathways in global soccer. The youth sports market is projected to grow to $69.4 billion by 2030, with sports tourism valued at $91.8 billion in 2021. This partnership aims to expand access to international player development, with plans to connect Blizzard players to clubs in Italy, North Macedonia, Mongolia, and Mozambique. Talent identification camps and European Academy visits are scheduled for summer 2026 or sooner. Brera Holdings, an Ireland-based international holding company, is expanding into youth soccer development through this strategic partnership with Toronto Blizzard Corp.
Near-term production assets gain traction amid historic gold price surge. Gold prices have surged past historic levels, with experts predicting prices could reach as high as $4,000 within the next 12 to 18 months. Lafleur Minerals Inc., a Canadian producer, stands out with a fully permitted gold mill in Canada's top gold region, offering investors exposure to the ongoing rally. Other key players in the gold mining sector include Amex Exploration Inc., Troilus Gold, and West Red Lake Gold Mines Limited. Network Newswire is a leading financial news platform providing access to a vast network of wire solutions for private and public companies. For more information, visit www.networknewswire.com.
New Pacific Metals Corp., American NDPP, is one to watch. New Pacific Metals Corp., listed on the NYSE American as NEDP and on the TSX as Newegg, is a company one to watch. With ownership of two of the largest undeveloped open-pit silver projects globally, New Pacific Metals offers substantial resource potential and long-term production growth. Backed by strategic shareholders Silvercorp Metals and Pan American Silver, the company is well-positioned to benefit from the increasing global silver demand. With projects in Bolivia, a historically rich mining region, New Pacific Metals aims to create long-term value for its shareholders by advancing its quality silver assets. For the latest news and updates on NewP, visit the company's newsroom. For more information, visit the Mining Newswire website.
Biomed News breaks: Intelligent Biosolutions Inc., INBS, expands fingerprint drug testing across Scandinavia with Spjotgard partnership. Intelligent Biosolutions Inc. is expanding its fingerprint drug testing system across Scandinavia through a partnership with Spjotgard, a Scandinavian distributor. This collaboration is driving adoption of the non-invasive drug screening system in Sweden, Norway, and Denmark, with Finland also showing interest. The technology provides a quicker and more hygienic alternative to traditional tests, delivering results in under 10 minutes. Sectors like logistics, education, and criminal justice are embracing this technology. With Spjotgard's regional presence and strategic alliances, INBS is poised to further expand in Northern Europe.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.